This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient's first name is Constance, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E. Last name is Stipanovich, S-T-I-P-A-N-O-V-I-C-H. Date of birth is 4/27/1940. Date of evaluation is 12/27/2023. HBI history, paid psychiatric evaluation for cognitive assessment and management of depression, history of present illness. This is an 83 years old widowed female who was admitted to this facility on 12/16/2023 upon transfer from Trinity Health Oakland Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of influenza, comma respiratory failure, type 2 diabetes, urinary tract infection, Alzheimer's disease, major depression, chronic kidney disease, cerebral infarction, hyperlipidemia, muscle weakness. Patient was present during my evaluation and reports doing well. She is a poor historian and was pleasantly confused. She knew that she was born in 1940 but had trouble telling me how old she is. She could not tell me the circumstances leading to her placement here. Patient was admitted here on Lexapro. 20 milligram at bedtime and donepezil, 10 milligram. She vaguely knew that she's on Lexapro, but could not recall how long she's been taking it and what started her on Lexapro. She reports that her husband died years ago. Patient minimized any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, and reports that her sleep and appetite is fair. No paranoia, delusional thoughts reported, no history of manic symptoms, no history of substance abuse. Next paragraph, she reports that she lives alone in a senior living facility and reports that she likes to read and participate in some activities. Patient reports that her children are supportive. Next paragraph, she knew it's December and Christmas was, she thought, the last week. She knew Joe Biden as a president but could not tell me who the current governor of Michigan is. She could recall three out of three objects immediately and zero out of three after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, a review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, dermatological, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, not known. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown. Next paragraph, prior suicide attempts, no. Prior of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest high school. Current occupation, worked as a nurse's aide in the hospital. Current relationship, widow. Number of children, 3. Legal issues prior to, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, test, week, lateral form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, the review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 131 over 71, pulse 82, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, normal, gait not tested, speech clear, mood euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, association normal, thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, other perceptual disturbances, denied, auditory, visual hallucinations, level of consciousness alert. oriented to self-only memory recent. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes attention. Poor language, normal, fund of knowledge, poor judgment and insight, limited sleep and appetite, fair. Next paragraph. Under medications, under current medications, Lexapro 20 milligram QHS and Donepezil 10 milligram at HS. Next paragraph assessment, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild, F33.0, plans continue Lexapro as prescribed. Peer may consider gradual dose reduction of Lexapro if her condition remains stable. Next paragraph, number 2, other Alzheimer's disease, Next paragraph, number 3, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere. Unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F02.80. Plans for encourage participation in activities. Peer anticipate patient's needs. Peer encourage socialization with others if possible. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify our service for any persistent changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Orders and procedure 99305, under supplemental administrative check, risk benefit analysis, and common side effects of SSRI, anticholinesterase inhibitor, risk benefits. Statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention. Given the current emotional suffering of the resident, end of dictation.